It is your boy, the one and only, the nonprofit sector connector. I'm not in the attic, gang. I am at my office, coming at you from Strong Island. Represent, baby. Here's the deal. I came up to the attic where I'm not now, but I went up to the attic on January the 8th of 2021, and I started this campaign called Philanthropy in Focus, which for 2 years prior I started talking about it. And as I stand here in my office today in January of 2026, this is the 240th episode of something that was just an idea. I encourage you, if you have an idea, just do it. Just try it. Like as they say, Nike. What do you mean, Nike, Tommy? You just do it, baby. Try something out, man. It's probably not going to be exactly what you expected. In fact, I hope it's not exactly what you expected, because that would be boring. This thing certainly is not what I expected. I'm on this campaign to continue to shine a light and help nonprofits tell their story. And as I like to say, amplify their message. Talk about a shining light. I can't figure out this ceiling light in my office, man. I don't like it. I want a lamp. If anybody's got a good stick lamp they think would be good for the office, so I can just turn these lights off permanently, I'd like to do that. But what do? I like to shine a light on nonprofit organizations, the great work they're doing. And fortunately for me, as the nonprofit sector connector, I got a lot of friends in this work, because I unfortunately had to find out that my guest who was joining me this morning could not join me, and that all happened this morning, overnight into this morning. And fortunately, I have good friends that I could text and were like, Tommy D, we got you back, man. We got you. Brittany Carroll is here. Izzy Addis Lawler is here from Best Buddies NY, baby. Best Buddies. I have been involved with Best Buddies for a number of years. I'll tell you all that story. First, let me say hello to my friends. Hello. What's going on? Good morning.
Hello, Tommy. Thank you for having us.
Morning.
We
You're
are
welcome.
honored and excited to talk all about Best Buddies and how amazing we are.
There it is. There it is. Pump the positivity. I'm fired up to have you both here. This is going to be a great conversation, because I have some connection to the organization. I have some awareness of the organization for sure. I don't know if do you I don't know that Izzy knows, but Brittany, do you know how I originally got connected to Best Buddies?
Was it from your aunt? I can't remember. Is that how it all started,
So
or?
here's what happened. Here's what happened. So I was at the law, now very involved with, but at the time, we were not a corporate sponsor, Vanguard Benefits. Shout out to my new hoodie, by the way. Shout out to my wife, with
Love
the
it.
cricket and the whole Vanguard Benefits, because employees matter. So I wanted to say this. This show has been brought to you in part by Vanguard Benefits. I thought that would be fun. Like, they used to do that on TV.
Yeah.
So I'm at the Long Island Imagine Awards at the time. I think we had like in a restaurant, if you get like a bad seat, they put you by the kitchen and like the kitchen door swings open. So we were like in those seats, because we didn't really know anybody yet. Now, because we sponsored the event, we sit in the front, the whole thing. But I'm sitting at this table, and I meet these young women, two young women, and they talk to me about this organization, Best Buddies. And I go, oh my God. And they started telling me stories, and they were one of the finalists, and they actually won that night. I think it was the Rising Star category. Maybe during a commercial break, I'll go back and try to figure out what year that was. But I met these two young ladies, and we had a cool conversation. And I said, we have a family foundation memory of my cousin Linda called the Lindy Lou Foundation, and I think we can support what you guys are up to. And that's how it all started. And then I have since become very involved with the Imagine Awards. As I started to say, Vanguard Benefits sponsors the Rising Star Award each year out here in Long Island. And so shout out to the Imagine Awards. I mean, just this week alone, I got to do three interviews. Gigi's Playhouse, who you guys probably know. Britt, I was telling Emily Genius from out there that we got to all connect. She came into the studio last week, and we did an episode of Long Island Changemakers. They got a place called Coho, which is a coffee shop out in Patchogue, Long Island. And their participants have a vocational and an internship program at this spot, Coho. And we got to talk about that. So we make that connection. But so I got to interview her for the Imagine Awards. I got to go out this week and meet with this folks at Bay Street Theater, which is this gem out in Sag Harbor. It's a theater. Julie Andrews, one of my favorite movies, Mary Poppins. Julie Andrews is a regular out there.
Tommy, that was my favorite movie growing up, Mary Poppins. My mom would find me downstairs dressed up in a trench coat and an umbrella. And no, this is a God's honest true story. You can ask my mom. That's what I did all the time. And people are like, Mary Poppins isn't a fun movie as a kid. And I said, I thought it was. But Julie Andrews, my grandma loved her and Sound of Music and all that stuff. So, but I swear, you're the only other person that has ever said that before. I know that's so off topic, but.
It's not off topic. The whole show is off topic. It's called Philanthropy in Focus, but I purposely spelt it wrong because I'm usually out of focus. So that's why I spell it a PH. So if you're looking for it, don't look for the F, look for the PH. All right. So last 2 weeks ago when I had Tracy Mitchell, the executive director of Bay Street Theater, we started talking and she was telling me that Julie Andrews is a regular. She lives out that way. So she's at the theater like when they have opening nights and stuff
Oh
like
my
that.
God.
So Brittany Carroll. There is a and I said to myself the other day, I was like, Tommy D, and then I said, what, Tommy D? And I said, dude, when you meet Julie Andrews, because I think I will now, because now I have a connect, what would I want to ask? So I would want her to probably say to me, what do you think about Tommy D? And I would want her to say, you are practically perfect in every way. And that's what I think. If you don't know, you don't know. If you know, you know,
Tommy,
right?
I have a pillow in my guest room that says practically. I'm taking a picture of this later. I swear I'm not making this up. It literally is on my guest bed. I got it in Disney like 10 years ago,
Brittany,
and
I already like you. We're friends. You don't have to make stuff up, okay? So that was one of my and the just a spoonful of sugar. How about oh my God, they're changing the channel right now. But how about like when the guy shoots the cannon off and everything in the house shakes and all the maids have to catch all the vases
Yeah.
or the vases, depending on how you pronounce it. But remember all that? That was a classic. Izzy, do you have any idea what we're talking about?
I love Mary Poppins as well. I guess not to the same extent that you guys do, but I definitely watch. I used to watch it on like VHS when I was growing up,
Fair enough. All right, right
and it
on.
was great.
I love it. I love
The
that
Penguin.
you're with us in that. Yeah. Well, what you can know because he was the chimney sweep, and then when they went into the painting, and then they're on the other side, and they go to the horse race and everything like that.
Yeah, Dick
Yeah,
Van Dyke, the best. He
Dick
just
Van
turned
Dyke.
100. I
Dick
love Dick
Van
Van
Dyke.
Dyke.
Did he
He's
just turn
amazing.
100?
He just
He's
turned
old.
100. Yeah.
Holy cow, that's incredible, man. God bless Dick Van Dyke. God bless Julie Andrews. This show is off the rails right out of the gate. Perfectly done, Tommy D. We don't even know where we're going. So Bay Street Theater, and then the final stage of Tommy D's week. Actually, Bay Street came after what I'm about to tell you. I went out with the Shinnecock kelp farmers, native women who are planting kelp in our waterways here on Long Island, and the
Oh,
kelp
wow.
brings all the carbon and nitrogen and pollution out of the water, and then the kelp is used for fertilizer. And it was like, it's been a cold week, everybody. I mean, it's very cold. I have a video and photos of me being in waders and have these gloves that basically go all the way up your arm, and I'm in the water out in the bay, in the Peconic Bay. Earlier this week. That's what we do. That's the Long Island Imagine Awards. That's what the nonprofit sector connector is all about. Crazy stuff. But I'm blessed, man. Yesterday, after that, we go out to the Long Island State of the Long Island nonprofit sector. Shout out to Long Island Business News. Just so much of that. So many things going on. That's what the life of Tommy D is about. Let's get into the life of Britt and Izzy. What a cool show. It's Tommy D and Britt and Izzy. Let's do it. All right. So, I shall breathe. Okay. I told you how I got to connect with Best Buddies. I want to know how you both got connected to Best Buddies. So, before we go to commercial break, which we'll do in about 4 or 5 minutes, before we do that, Brittany, quick backstory. What were you doing before? How did you get to Best Buddies? We can dive more into it when we come back. But then after that, I want to hear, Izzy, what made you decide? Because this is a total new career transition for you. You weren't in the nonprofit sector. So Brittany, give me 2 minutes, 2 minutes to Izzy, and then we're going to take a quick break. Let's do it.
So the short version is I've been working in nonprofit for over 10 years. I actually worked with a nonprofit in Fort Myers, Florida, where I lived for 8 years. It was called Star Ability. They did things very similar to Best Buddies, but it's just based on getting them jobs and internships. And then I worked for the local school district. I got underserved students and a lot of our teacher scholarships to continue their education and, go to college. And then from there, I worked for the Alzheimer's Association. And then Best Buddies in Florida reached out to me to potentially get a job, but I wasn't looking. And then that big hurricane hit. And then being born and raised from New Jersey, Best Buddies New York had an opening. So I just kind of winged it, applied, and got hired 2 weeks later, moved back up here. And ever since then, Best Buddies has changed my life. It's a great opportunity. We do great work. And, as actually saying practically perfect in every way is how I think of all our buddies. I think they're perfect in many different ways. And I think that was a great segue into it. So yeah. I've been a nonprofit for a long time. I love it, and I just love helping people. So,
You're the best. You're so cool, man. I love that we got this theme of Mary Poppins now woven through this episode of Philanthropy and Focus. Julie Andrews, I know you're probably watching, so we love you. All right. Izzy, we love you too. Tell us about your story, because again, this is a new thing. Like, this is not, you weren't in school studying to be a nonprofit, right? It was a different. So tell me about what you were doing, how you got here, that sort of thing.
So in school, I actually studied wildlife biology. So vastly different from anything that I've done now. So actually really cool hearing about your kelp work because that's actually hugely important to waterway systems. I was like, oh, I know about that. I did a little bit of kelp surveys when I first moved to New York, but that's irrelevant.
So no, it's not relevant at all. Look, here's I will get you this. I know you're not on Long Island, but so it's the shinnecock, and that's how it's. I would have said shinnecock earlier this week, but hanging out with these women, I learned it's shinnecock, and it's so it says Sisterhood of the Sea. Dude, Izzy, right here on the show, I will put you on the spot. Will you one day come volunteer with me with the farmers and go in the water?
Sure. I'm in Long
Done.
Island a lot. My family lives out there.
Yeah.
And I love
Done.
being in the water. And I think that marine systems are amazing. Yeah, I definitely
It's
will.
awesome. I'm totally gonna like pause the show and show you pictures. Like, this is what Tommy D does, this is what goes on in my mind, and show you like me in the water. But tell me why wildlife, like biology, like what drew you to that work, even like, because that's is that growing up by the did you grow up on Long Island? Like, because
No.
everywhere we go here, there's water.
I grew up in DC, actually.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But I grew up, my mother was the director of exhibits for the National Zoo. And so I spent a lot of time in zoos. And I was fascinated by conservation work from a really young age. And then I went to school in Vermont. And so I was in the woods and I was on the lakes. And it was just very interesting to me. And I've sort of always been a little bit scientific in that way.
See, this is me.
Yeah, look at that. Look at those
See that?
waders.
Look at those waders. And like, see the kelp here? It grows. And I could tell like this whole story. What happens is they have these big tanks where they filter the water way before they do anything with the kelp. They filter the water like three times. They were showing me this. I got a bunch of pictures. And then they have this like twine that they, I guess the right word would be, they plant the little like microscopic kelp on there, right? Then the twine is all rolled up, and then they go out and they have this long rope across the bay, and they take the twine and they like weave it in there, and then the twine like just flops, not flops, but hangs there. And then the kelp, I mean, some of these pictures, dude, like sheets of this stuff were like here, like everybody, if you're only listening to the show, I can't help you right now. I can't even kelp you, but like look at that big mat. Like, so folks, we've totally derailed the show, but it's episode 240, so I'm just figuring out how to do this whole thing. The website that you all can check out for Shinnecock Kelp Farmers is shinnecockkelpfarmers.com. There's plenty of articles. Izzy, I got a whole bunch of stuff for you that I want to share with you. So your mom being like in the zoo work, the director of exhibits, dude, that had to be cool. Like, really quick story question rather, what was the one memory, tough to do, one like super memory about like exposure to a certain species, an experience with an animal? Jesse says, Tommy D, you are entirely kelpless. Well played, Jesse, behind the glass. Izzy, what is the either favorite animal story or like wild experience in being around with your mom?
No, I haven't thought about that in a while. I fed, I think that they're called sloth bears. They have these really long snouts, and you can feed them like honey sugar water, and they like suck it out of your hands. And that was always really cool. But I also interned there when I was in high school. I worked in their small mammal house, and there was
Ooh.
this monkey. It was a Sauki monkey. Her name was Isabel also. And we couldn't touch them, but when I would go in to feed their enclosure, she would always like play with my hair and like try to grab at me. And I wasn't allowed to touch her back, so it was sort of like, all her game there. But that was really cool. And I was always like really jealous of the people who got to interact with the animals on a day-to-day basis. And
Doubt, no
yeah.
doubt. So then, real quick before we go to break, I mean, I just so we do another show. I have a colleague and business partner in a company called Pals Media Group, and we do a show called The Professionals and Animal Lovers Show, all about animal advocacy. In fact, we're doing an episode later this afternoon. And it's interesting because I didn't know much about animal advocacy or really animal welfare or anything. And now I know a little bit more than I knew before. And it's just so what I was getting at is people who care about animals obviously are caring, thoughtful people. So it makes all the sense in the world that you would work at an organization like Best Buddies, which is all about people and inclusion and accessibility and all this type of stuff. So I mean, you and I had a conversation when you first came on the team with Best Buddies, and I didn't get all this stuff, and now we're getting here on the show. So that is super cool. I got how to Google sloth bear while this is going on. Like I'm checking out other things.
Fair.
Sloth bear. And then I what was the other one? A Saki monkey?
Saki monkey.
Yeah. So that's back in the day when I was a drinker, we used to drink Saki teenies on Friday at the it was sort of martinis made with sake, but that's over 15 years ago, so that's a whole different story. So we will get to a commercial break, and then we'll come back and we're going to dive into the Best Buddy story. But I learned all this stuff. Britt, I don't know if you knew this before we go to break, but I've emceed the Alzheimer's Disease Resource Center Caregiver Summit out here in Long Island at Stony Brook University the last 2 or 3 years in a row, can't remember, but it's a special day. And I forgot you have that connection to Alzheimer's. So we will be right back. I am so grateful that this is how this morning started with you both here. It was the universe's way of setting things up. It was supposed to go this way. So I'm jazzed that you're both here. We go to a quick commercial break. We'll come back. The show is Philanthropy and Focus. Your boy is doing his best to focus with a PH. Be right back.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Nonprofits need connections to move in good directions. So cut through all the static.
Jeremy in the attic, Jeremy in the attic, but don't because I'm not there because I'm at the office. So I tricked you on that one. We got to redo the song. I think we got to have two different songs, maybe five different songs, depending on where I'm going to be. Like Tommy is a star. He's doing the show from the car, something like that. Just let's play with that. First, a couple things. Izzy, what was the job you had right before? You weren't actually in the wildlife space right before you came to Best Buddies. What were you doing?
I was doing social media for a luxury clothing company.
Like that. So, by the way, I'm talking about luxury clothing. I don't know if you saw my hoodie. My wife made this hoodie for me. So, shout out to my wife. That's luxury. I love anytime you can put a logo of your company on swag that you get to wear. It's like you could just dress down all the time. That's like my little trick. So, I have like five Vanguard Benefits hoodies now. So, that's that move. All right, let's get into a couple things. First of all, I would like Tom Brady to be my best buddy, and he's on your website. I know he's a big supporter. Now, this is going to sound like sacrilegious. I'm up in New York, as many people know, But I freaking think Tom Brady is the GOAT, and many people think that. But like, I always loved watching Tom Brady play football. There could be I'm not a Jets fan, so it didn't bother me so much that he was up there. But anytime somebody, even that, like I'm a Met fan, and how do you not appreciate Derek Jeter? Like, how do you not, gang, appreciate absolute freaking winners? By the way, the Metsies are putting something together, it looks like, out there. Every day things are happening right now for the Mets. Let's go Mets. But like, I want to know about the history of the organization, you know, back to Anthony Henny Shriver at Georgetown, which when I've had Sophie DeBuisson on the show, married now, excuse me. But when I've had Sophie on the show, you know, we always would talk about really like I would go back to this history and like read an article about Anthony at Georgetown and how it all started and things like that. But let's do a little bit of the history of the organization. Then let's dive into kind of programmatically what goes on, whether it be jobs, whether it be housing, whether it be, you know, school-based programs, which I don't think I finished the thought before. But in meeting the organization, Lindy Lou Foundation has supported Best Buddies in building a couple of several, I should say, school-based programs. And we have one more in the works right now for this year. So, Britt, take it away. Give me some background on the organization, kind of from high level.
So I always start off with saying Best Buddies is the best nonprofit, but I might be biased. But so in 1989, Anthony Kennedy Shriver, as we call him at Best Buddies, AKS, was at Georgetown, and he decided that a lot of people were being excluded from a lot of activities, and he thought, how can we make basically the world a better place and more inclusive? And obviously from his family history, he really had a love and support for people with this IDD. So he started at Georgetown a friendship program. That's what Best Buddies is primarily based off of, is a one-to-one friendship, which is friendships between those with and without an IDD. And I always like to say this too, it's not a mentor program, it's literally a friendship. And from there, we have grown and grown for the past, I'm bad at math, 30 years, right? Yeah, we're about 30, 31 years. And he's done a tremendous job advocating for those with disabilities. He always says, we hopefully can be out of business one day because the world can be a better place. But obviously, we love our jobs and we love helping people. But so he started with just the friendship program, and now we have five different, as we call them at Best Buddies, pillars. So we have one-to-one friendship, which is from elementary to college. And we also have the adult-based one-to-one friendship program, which is 18 and up. You could be any age. You are matched based on your interests. Like, for example, I love football. I don't love Tom Brady. I am a Jets fan, but I do appreciate his art. And Drake May is actually an ambassador for us. He goes to the Hyannis Port Challenge in Boston. Fun fact.
Wait, hold on, pause for a second. So Drake May is also involved. Is that what you just said? Because the Tom Brady thing, I think we all like. I did not know you were a Jets fan. I wouldn't have done that to you.
Oh, it's okay. We're awful. I'm used to it. I was born into it, but I'm a Yankees fan. But like for example, I love football. So and I like I like to just go out and do things and watch sporting events. So like they would match me with somebody. It could be male or female, depends on like what the buddy's comfortable with. And we could just like go to a game or go out and watch a game together. Like, I don't know, go mini golfing, go to the movies. Just have a friendship, just like how we go out with our friends all the time on the weekends, after work, go to happy hour. They want to do things just like we do every day. And it's just a wonderful experience for them to also advocate for themselves and have the community learn that. I don't know if anybody saw this commercial, I think it was 2 years ago, with the, I can't remember her name, with Down syndrome. And it was basically just saying that she could do anything we can do. Like, and the one line I'll always remember, she said, if I want a margarita, I can have a margarita. And it just made me laugh because they can go out and do whatever they like. Like it's unfortunate that some people in this world still think they can't. But going into that, from there we created the jobs program, which gets adults with disabilities part-time and full-time jobs. We have a great jobs team, especially here in New York City. We have over 50 employed participants and 10 in preparing for finding a job. And we have people working at the NFL, we have a statistician, we have full-time workers working at JLL. Blink Fitness, Asphalt Green, really great community partners. Full benefits, a lot of them have, which is great. They're independent, living on their own because they have these wonderful jobs. And, you know, our jobs program supports them no matter what. If they want to find a new job, if they're maybe looking for a promotion, going from part-time, full-time, they are with them through the whole process. And then we also have Living that's coming to New York, where that is a basically, I would say, not like college life, but it's like that kind of feel. And there's people with and without disabilities that live in these apartments, and they learn how to basically, the whole point is to have them leave this program and then be able to live on their own in their own house, apartment. So they teach them like financial responsibility, how to cook and clean and just basically manage your day. And then we also have family support, which is more of a mentoring program for those families who get a diagnosis in the womb or after. And it's just a really great place to connect and know that you're not alone and that everything will be okay. So yeah, those are kind of all our pillars. I don't know if Izzy wants to add anything.
Yeah, I want to get Izzy in quick, but I got to do a couple things here. We got a little housekeeping. So the viral ad campaign, Assume That I Can, challenges stereotypes about people with Down syndrome by showcasing their abilities and capabilities. The ad, produced by Core Down and Small New York in association with the National Down Syndrome Society, was created in honor of World Down Syndrome Day, March 21st. So it features the young woman you're talking about, Madison Tevlin, who's a model and advocate who addresses various stereotypes, right, including the belief that people with Down syndrome cannot live independently or engage in activities like drinking, boxing, or studying Shakespeare. Shout out to you, Madison. Madison, you ever want to come on this show, you ever want to come on Long Island Changemakers with Tommy D, you ever want to create a new show, we'll make up a new name and you come on that show. It could be Maddie and Tommy if you want, for all I care. But like, I would love to feature that because you are a change maker doing great work. So Britt, nice on you for calling it out. Shout out to Google. Nice job on Google. Let me find
I couldn't remember what the campaign was called, but I just don't, that one line like got me so good. Like it's
all
a
good
great
when you have a when you are, as we, you know, which I didn't know for a long time, but being somebody who is now considered neurodiverse with the ADHD, the whole thing, I can be over there while I'm over here and probably be somewhere else because there was a phone ringing in my work bag at the same time. So you know, multitasking. So philanthropy, yes. Jesse, a little out of focus today. Izzy, what do you got to fill in, like your role in the organization and, you know, some of the programs and things like that Brittany was just going through? Tell me about that for a moment or two.
I'm so sorry. I think you cut out for a second.
Yeah. Am I lagging a little bit? Your role in the organization and just kind of highlighting some of the work you're doing inside of these programs, you specifically.
Yeah. I mean, my role right now is, you know, Britt takes on so much and she does so much amazing things in New York City and Long Island. And so a lot of what I do is just, you know, trying to take a little bit off her plate where I can. Right now we're getting ready for our, not getting ready, we're preparing for our friendship walks. And so we're doing one in Long Island and in New York City. And so I've been, you know, beginning to do a lot with the schools, working in both New York and Long Island. You know, we want to have a big showing of our school programs because we really did start as friendship programs and we have, you know, so much capacity within the schools and, you know, the kids are kind of the catalyst for this whole thing. So getting everyone more involved has definitely been something we've been trying to do, trying to figure out what kids are even, you know, into these days. I feel old trying to think about what like high schoolers would like, what they would be excited by.
I think first of all, I don't feel old, so you shouldn't, because we're probably around the same age, I'm sure. But yeah. not even close. You know, like you're probably like, there's a guy that works in our office here and I just turned 48 the other day and he's 24. So that's weird to like, he like doubled his age. Like that's a weird thing to I was like, it would take two of you to make one of me. And I didn't mean that like derogatory. I was like, dude, that's weird. So I will say, even having three teenagers and a 10-year-old in my house, Izzy, I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I'm still walking around like, God forbid you told me we had 6 minutes to go, because I go 6-7 because like I now
don't even know what
now it doesn't mean anything, Brittany.
It doesn't mean anything. It just made it up.
It means
I know.
nothing. It came a bit from a song, and then a guy did, kid did it in a video, and it means nothing. But the thing about it is, my brain is like, now I get stuck on it. So like, if I hear, like, I won't even say, like, say I want somebody to meet me. I don't know. Why don't we meet like six or seven? I don't even say that now because I know it'll make my brain do. So I go, we should probably just meet at like 5:30 to six. I literally caught myself doing something like that because I didn't want to take my hands and go six, seven. I coach my younger son's basketball team. So I got a dozen of these 10-year-olds in a gym. And like, you can imagine, forget it. So I don't know what they like either. And I'm figuring out, Izzy, but here's what I can tell you. I think if you talk about animals, I think you're going to make a lot of connections that way. I mean, like, take some of your interest in biology and all that. I bet that's a way to connect with young people. And maybe there's a program here where with some collab, hashtag collaboration, right? Maybe there's a collab with the Shinnecock Kelp Farmers and Best Buddies and some education, because a big part of what they did is they have curriculum around ecology and things like that. Because I got to do the write-up. So basically this part, we'll go to a break in a second, everybody, but basically this juncture of the Long Island Imaginewards process is first the applications come in, the committee reviews the applications, and those of us committee members do interviews and do write-ups from those interviews. So I got to really understand what they all are up to. And we're just gonna, maybe it's a day we do something with them. You know, we bring participants and do some programming. And I mean, it's not the responsibility of these women. It is all of our responsibilities to fix things. And basically what happened, here you go, soapbox time. There was such overdevelopment here on Long Island over 30 years, where I learned this from these women. There was such overdevelopment that homes were being developed, but they didn't put the infrastructure in place. So many of these homes didn't have septic tanks and things like that. So the runoff just spills sewage right into our waterways, which, Ms. Biologist, not so good, huh?
No, it's called nutrification, and it's really,
No.
really bad.
Yeah,
Wow,
it's a bad
learning so
look.
much today. Yeah,
It's
there
a
you
bad
go.
look. You see, I nutrification.
Nutrification, it's like when there's too much nutrients like that in the water, so it causes overgrowth of like algae and bacteria, so you can't like the things like below it can't grow anymore. So kelp eats those things, which is what clears up the waterways.
Dude, you are gonna totally dig coming out for a visit. I'm so jazzed that we went here with this conversation today. It's funny because like the Mary Poppins thing, like I just say what's in my head because it was supposed to be there apparently in the room, the virtual room or whatever. But like the bringing up the kelp farmers and your background, it's a whole nother dialogue. So nutrification, gang, that sounds like a good thing. Apparently it isn't. But it sounds like it would sound like, hey man, we're gonna get some nutrification going on. No, don't do that. It's not good. All right, we'll take a quick break because the tick-tock, the clock is going. Izzy, Brittany, Tommy D, right back.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Nonprofits need connections to move in good directions. So cut through all the static. Join Tommy in his attic.
Or on other places on the planet that are not my attic. All right, let's go. So I was just on the Best Buddy shop. There's some swag there. I see like you got the cycling gear. That must be about that challenge that's gone on and stuff. So we'll talk about that. I want to get into, we'll get into like at the last segment of the show, we'll get into what's upcoming specifically here on Long Island. But I really a little bit off the rails, but that's how the show goes. I've learned so much already, and Izzy Best Buddies, which is just so cool. So I have to Google nutrification later. This is my life. This is what I have to deal with. So five programs, Britt, if am I right? One-to-one friendships, citizens, which is the adult program, right? Jobs, living, and then family support. Was that the fifth program?
Yeah, and we also under, and I forgot, we also have leadership development. I totally blanked on the spot. That's where we have our ambassadors and transitions program. So we actually started Ambassadors Academy. It launched about 6 months ago, and basically we're training, I think, over 15 like per session from my last knowledge of writing about this. And it basically teaches them like self-advocacy and a lot of our Best Buddies events, including our friendship walk. We have a lot of our participants share their stories. So they learn speech writing. You can always volunteer and come to any of those, many ways to volunteer for Best Buddies. And then our transitions program is for students 14 to 22. It's basically college prep. If you think when you were in high school, when you go to your guidance counselor, you sat down, what are you going to do with your life? We basically help them and their parents guide them in that because unfortunately, after high school, there is not much support for those with disabilities, but Best Buddies is here to support them. And in any way, if they want to go to college, trade school, beauty school, go straight into the workforce, that's what that program's all about. And we have a great team in New York in general that helps, make these programs so successful. And the Friendship Walk is the fundraising event that helps us grow these programs. So it all ties in together. So.
Tell us about that. Go ahead, let's do that. Go ahead, tell me about the friendship walk. What's that?
So since, Long Island, so we'll talk about Long Island, New York City is very similar, but the Friendship Walk on Long Island is May 9th at Marjorie Post Park in Massapequa. We have it there every year, May 9th from 10 to 1. It is a wonderful, fabulous day of getting the community together. A lot of our schools, families, donors, supporters, board members, and just celebrating inclusion. We have games, snacks, merch, music, DJ. We are going to have some fun special things coming this year, which we're super excited about. We won't reveal those yet until they're confirmed, but we have a great board which Tommy sits on that's really helping us elevate our walks. I will say last year was the first year since I started that we exceeded goal. So thanks to everybody in the community. Our goal was 60,000 and we hit 65. Our goal this year is 75. And I know with the community on Long Island, we can definitely do this. And especially with Izzy joining our team, we can. Long Island has great schools that support people with disabilities. Shout out to all the SEPTA groups. They're amazing, phenomenal, and I think they're going to be a big part of our walk this year. And shout out to all the advisors who do the Best Buddies chapters. That's extra work on top of them teaching all day, so it really does help and make a difference. And yeah, it's just a really great community day. Tommy always comes, does his big spiel on stage, and you don't even have to just sponsor. You can create a team and just donate some money and help us hit our goal. And at the end of the day, it's you just knowing that you're helping people is great. Obviously, there's a million nonprofits everywhere. And also other nonprofits do come to our walk too. We do collaborate with a lot of nonprofits. Tommy mentioned Gigi's Playhouse. They have attended before and we actually partner with them through our citizens and friendship program. So we've been partners with Gigi's Playhouse for many, many years. And we're very thankful to have that partnership also.
Yeah, love it. And we could tap more into a lot of community-based organizations that serve our similar population. I mean, I'm on the board of Spirit of Huntington Art Center. I'm on the board of Horse Ability. Maybe we can get a couple of the minis to come out. I mean, that would be a trip, man. I don't know if you've ever, Britt, you went with me to Horse Ability, right? Did you ever go?
I haven't been to Horse Ability, but I've been to Spirit of Huntington many of times. You actually hosted that paint event there.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we ra raised a few bucks that night with the wine and the paint. Yeah, so we but Horse Ability, I'm thinking we should get some of the. So that was actually episode one of Philanthropy and Focus was Katie McGowan from Horse Ability, and she actually brought a horse onto the show. She brought like one of the
I
mini. It
love
wasn't,
that.
again, it was virtual. It was in a Zoom room, but yeah. Oh, Izzy, with the animals. I know it's not. I know like horses aren't from like the marine biology part of things, but you said wildlife biology, not marine biology. So you would dig? Do you dig horses? Do you love horses?
I do. I'm a
Oh my God!
fan.
Oh my God! Horses are incredible. I mean, like I go to that place, and would. At Horse Ability, and I feel better. I feel calmer. I feel my blood pressure going down. It's such a special place. So when we're out on Long Island, we should go there. But I'm thinking I can text Katie right after and say, hey, how do we get the minis down to Marjorie Post Park on May the 9th? And 10 to 1. That would be a trip, right? To have some of the mini horses there.
Yeah, and honestly, they always say like the best form of like, you know, therapy or like service animals, like animals really calm like and help people. Like I know I have a dog and sometimes when I'm stressed, I feel like they know when you're stressed and they like know how to calm you down. So that actually like Horseability is a great nonprofit also. So
let's talk about that. Yeah. As they say, like offline, let's talk about that. We'll take these notes away. Do you have a pet, Izzy?
I don't, unfortunately. But I do have three roommates. So it's
fair enough. Yeah. All right. I got that. Well, I have five roommates. Yeah. One is my wife and then four of my children. Oh, and Cheeto. Cheeto's our dog. So I was going to ask you your pet's name, but you don't need to tell me your roommate's names. What is your dog's name, Brittany?
Tucker. And he's sitting on the couch, like right next to me over there. So usually he hops on my lap and I'm on calls because he gets very jealous. And, you know, I'm surprised he's not, but he's napping right now. But yeah, Tucker.
So it's funny. So my guy is called Cheeto. And Jesse just drops in the chat here at my guy Cheeto, because his Instagram is my guy Cheeto. But the guy who did you know, Izzy, you said you did like social media work, social media administration. The guy who manages Cheeto's Instagram account sucks. Like he doesn't ever update. It's me. He doesn't ever update anything. He just like randomly takes pictures and puts them up like every 12 months. It's not very good. But you will see little baby pictures of Cheeto if you go there at my guy Cheeto. You check, because I call him. I was like, that's my guy Cheeto right there. All right. We did that. We did the horses. We got to talk Spirit of Huntington. We will talk more about the events and things like that. I heard you talk about the goal and what you're trying to raise. What I gotta do is I gotta make a shout out to Zach Smith, who you mentioned by reference works with the NFL as a statistician. What a great story. Zach, I owe you a call. We spoke one time. We were talking about getting you on one of my shows, Long Island Changemakers probably or something else. And it was just a breakdown of communication. So Zach, if you're listening, when you hear this, my brother, I would love to feature your story and the success. He talk about ambassador. That gentleman is a great ambassador for this organization. Right, Britt? Right, Izzy? I mean,
Zach is great, yeah. And actually, since we're on the social media topic, I know we were talking about the NFL, but Izzy actually is running our social media for all our development and events. So follow Best Buddies New York, and you'll get all your updates and fun facts. We're also going to start sharing a lot more mission moments, which we like to call them at Best Buddies. So yeah, I don't know if Izzy wants to talk a little bit before break
about talk about that.
Social media, but yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. I love where you're going. Nice segue. Britt, Izzy, when you talk about that, so I just went to Best Buddy. So if you go to Best Buddies, like the website, and then you can go and find like by location, because I'm trying to figure out, like, I just did Best Buddies and why it goes to like to the challenge. So why don't you give us, how do you want people to connect with the organization on a local basis here, like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever? Tell us about that stuff.
I mean, people really, whatever way is easiest for them to connect with us, we want them to. You know, we have our New York Best Buddies email. You can DM us on Instagram. We have a LinkedIn. We have a Facebook. So any way you can, you know, get in contact with us, we're happy to. I will say that our DMs aren't super monitored on Instagram, so I really would recommend emailing first. But really, we just want to have, it's easy to find all the information you need. So we're kind of working on revamping our social media so that because we have a lot of programs in New York State, so that you can, you know, learn about New York City and Long Island and Hudson Valley and Albany and Rochester and Buffalo. And, you know, it's in a lot of different places, and making sure that's, you know, equally shown, and there's events in your areas, it's easy to locate. And that should be on Instagram and LinkedIn. We're going to start doing little updates monthly, so you can, you know.
I love LinkedIn. So I love all these things, but I would say from a business person's perspective and from a development perspective, which is, you know, the role you both are in with Best Buddies New York here, it's like the more leverage we can put on LinkedIn, and the more like us as the, you know, the local board, local advisory board here on the island can help out. It's just a place where I think we can really leverage the business community at a different level. There was a gentleman, and then we got to go to the last break of the day, but there was a gentleman who, remember this, Brittany, like he did like he's from the TV. He's from like the news. And I think he's a football player. I think he's a retired NFL
Nate
football player.
Burgelson.
What, say his name? What? Oh, Nate Burle. Nate.
Nate Burgelson from CBS Morning. Are you talking about who was at our walk this past
Yeah,
year?
because like it's, like I if we knew he was there, like he was doing this thing where he was like, I'm going out to do a thing on Saturday, and then he would go back to the show on Monday and like say, hey, here's where I was. Man, I like you said, I'm up on stage like ranting.
I
Like, do you
didn't
remember?
know.
No,
I
none of
didn't.
us knew.
I'm a
No
big
one knew.
fan. I'm a big football fan. But besides him being on the morning show, I know him from his commentary on Sundays. But yeah, he did a great story. I would love to. Yeah, we shared that story everywhere, and we're hoping he can come this year again. It would be wonderful. But he did a great, great, great quick segment on Best Buddies, and
Yeah.
it really helped us in general. And I actually think it helped us reach our goal because after that, more money came in, and it always does make a
How
difference.
do we so let's just say this, like how do we actually tap into that? I mean, I'm the networker guy, right? I'm like, I'm the nonprofit sector connector. So like I know after that I sent him like a message on Instagram, like, dude, you
So,
don't know me. So how do we get Tom Brady, like who is a Best Buddies guy, to hook us up? Like what, because if we're gonna get Nate on stage, I am willing to share the stage with Nate.
we are in the works with it. Our one of my coworkers has the connection to Nate, so we are working on that. So we I
I like
I'm
it.
already in talks with all of that.
Good,
So
good. Because
we're
it'd be great.
working
People
on
dig
that
that.
very much.
People
And he
dig
was
that.
great. Yeah, he's very, very kind. I DM'd him after. He answered me back right away. He said it was a great event. Yeah, he's a great guy. Very, very busy guy during football and stuff. But he definitely is a big advocate for the community. As if I don't, again, I don't watch. I'm not going to say this, Nate. Sorry, I don't watch that in the morning. But if they ever want Best Buddies on, we would love to do that. I would love to go and talk about that. So yeah. And
I
another
like that.
fun fact, Savannah Guthrie is a buddy, and we always go to the Today Show on National Down Syndrome Day. So we will be on TV that day, and Savannah and her buddy are always featured.
That's awesome.
I
That's
had to plug
awesome.
that real quick. So.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did because, you know, we, how many times can I say Tom Brady's name without you crying? But like the thing about it, but the thing about it is, you know, like celebrities, athletes, whatever, they're just real people who care and want to be involved as well. And in a society where we pay attention to what these folks are talking about, we love when they're involved with missions, mission focused organizations, certainly like yours. All right, we got to take our final break. When we come back, I just want to, let's talk about how people can get involved. We talked about the walk, but why don't we shine a little bit of light on NYC too? Because, you know, we've been Long Island heavy here, but you got events in New York City. To talk about, we'll talk about what the walk date is in New York City as well. I am right back. We'll all be right back. The show is Philanthropy and Focus. Your boy is the one and only nonprofit sector connector. Right back.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Nonprofits need connections to move in good directions. So cut through all the static. Join Tommy in his attic.
That's right. That is right. Cut through the static. But I'm not in the attic. All right, we got to work on that song. 4,046 chapters, 154,354 participants. I mean, 1.5 million people impacted in all 50 states and in 41 countries. You have that. We talked about one-to-one friendships earlier today. My guests are from Best Buddies, by the way, the development team from Best Buddies here in New York. 175. Excuse me, 165 elementary school programs, which is what we're working on right now here on Long Island with from the Lindy Lou. 468 middle school chapters, and then the high school chapters was kind of where I got my break with you all, and then the college chapters is just another additional support. I think what's interesting is See, I'm raising four kids. They happen to be my children that I'm raising, not just random children I met, but these are my four children that my wife and I raised. I don't know why I say that like that. Sometimes I just go, I'm raising four kids. Like, I'm raising my four kids, you know? I mean, like, English is my first language, although I'm not very good at it sometimes, you know? But I think being a kid is difficult, period, end of story. Next sentence, being a kid right now is super difficult. Mm-hmm. Being a kid who is in any way, quote unquote, different, like IDD or not IDD, you know, by the way, for y'all who don't know, when we say those we mean people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. That's what we're talking about. And I just think of it, one of my kids, a certain situation just happened recently, and, you know, just different than the rest in some ways. And it's, I mean, I think we need to value our differences. We certainly need to value our similarities, right? But we need to value our differences. And I think it's difficult, even at the younger levels, the younger grades. And then especially you throw in somebody who learns differently, needs different accommodations, you know, has special, needs special accommodations, just had different needs, special needs. And, you know, I remember a thing that came out a bunch of years ago, and like, and I think it's so right on, but we've just inclined to say certain words. Somebody was just like, they're not special needs. They're just needs. They're just freaking needs, man. Hashtag inclusion. So talk about the younger, you know, because again, I was introduced to this organization when I became aware of high school chapters. But I love the fact that there are getting involved at a younger level, because I see a world where, like, you know, my cousin Linda would have been 48, she would have been like 44. And, you know, we come from a generation where the R word was thrown around on a regular basis. And that is not even a word we, as a society, we're not supposed to use anymore, where it's, and, but I would do hear it at times. I mean, organizations were named with the R word in their name. Like, that was what the history of this country was. So I guess I see a world where that, like, we don't make fun of people for stuff like that. That's ridiculous. We don't talk about people negatively for things. That's ridiculous. That's kind of the world I always see. And I think when younger people, that's the, just the culture is we don't do that. That's how you solve these problems, right? So that's a long roundabout way for me to introduce. Talk about, if you could, Brittany and or Izzy, about those younger school programs where these kids are really benefiting from building these relationships early on.
So I'm not an expert because I don't directly go into the schools. Our wonderful program managers do that. But I do know, just for being at our conference this past week and talking to our wonderful team in New York, our goal is to get more elementary schools involved. Right now, statewide, we are in 47 elementary schools, 34 middle schools, and 89 high schools, 24 colleges. But we're really, it's insane that we're in more elementary schools than we are in middle schools, which is not a bad thing. We actually think it's a wonderful thing. I always remember, like, I was a psychology major, and I always remember my professor saying learning younger is when it really sticks to you and when you learn. Unfortunately, like, not that you can't teach an adult, like, I'm 35, but, like, I wish I had best buddies in my elementary school. And unfortunately, when I was growing up, they were in small classrooms. They were excluded. It wasn't inclusive. And I wish I knew more. And I feel like growing up, I did have to educate myself more. And, like, my parents raised me great, like, to accept everybody for who they are, no matter what they look like or what they do. And I was blessed to have parents like that. And everybody has a family life like that. But I think best buddies, like, teaching somebody just to learn how to be accepting and make that friend, and that could be their best friend for life. I just, real quick, I know we have a couple minutes left. This story, yeah, just talking about New York City. New York City is where our, I guess you would say, New York home base is, kind of, but we have multiple offices, like Izzy said, Rochester, Hudson Valley, Albany, Long Island, and we all work together to make all these things happen. And this past year, we impacted 750,000 people just in New York State. And that all, you know, is possible with the community that we have and, you know, our fundraisers, which, you know, you can go on Best Buddies Friendship Walk, New York. You can find all our events happening. We have galas in the fall. plugging this real quick. We are bringing a gala to Long Island this fall. We don't have a date yet, but we are bringing it to Long Island. So, Tommy, that's what I want
to know. Is that that phone conversation we were supposed to have that we didn't have?
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Cool. Yes. I got caught up with something else. But anyways, I know we have a couple minutes left. But yeah.
We don't have a date on that yet, right?
We don't have a date yet. That's where we're tapping into our board and our community. But before, I know we have 2 minutes left and I want Izzy to say what else she has to say. But I do want to tell the story. Before we end it.
All right, so Izzy, go first, and then one story from Brittany, and then we go.
In terms of events that we have,
do you need anything? Any specific need for the organization?
We always need people. You know, we always are always looking for support in any way possible. Like our New York walk is May 2nd, our Long Island walk is May 9th. You know,
reach out. Anyone
who has any connections to food or sponsorships or just anything exciting that
How do they get to you? I'll share in the email real quick.
Yeah, they can email and you can email just the Best Buddies account, or you can email Brittany or I, which is just, you know,
one of those emails. Shout them out real quick.
Izzy Adesolar@bestbuddies.org. I have a long name, but
and Brittany Carroll at bestbuddies.org. But you can find those on the friendship walk pages. Both our contact information is there. With 1 minute left, I want to tell the story about one of our dropsters. Participant's named Charlotte. She works at Asphalt Green. It's a gym in New York, and we're very good friends with her family. We've grown to be friends because of her being in these programs, and her dad called me before our winter break, and I was almost in tears of happiness because he is so happy and proud of his daughter, Charlotte. And she works the front desk at Asphalt Green, and when they walk the streets of New York City, the people who attend the Asphalt Green gym go up to her. They love her. They say she's such a bright light. She makes her day better every day. And I just want to say, like, anybody who's ever been afraid to work with Best Buddies and hire somebody, that is one of the best things you can do. We have wonderful programs, but our employer partners, giving them full-time jobs and getting up in the morning, like Charlotte always says, like, she's so happy to get up and go to work every day. And just to hear that is amazing. Her family so proud of her. And she did her first speaking engagement at our friendship walk last year, spoke at a couple things, shares her story. But that mission moment is always great when her parents when she walks in a room, she lights up a room anyway. But, you know, there's many ways to get involved, just to volunteer.
I can't wait to meet her.
One-on-one friendships. Everything.
We gotta leave it there, Britt. I love that you guys showed up for me this morning on the last, you know, I asked you so late, and I appreciate you both being here. I want to meet Charlotte. Shout out to Asphalt Green for doing the right thing and making these partnerships. I always say this, gang, it's not about ability. It's about access. It's about accessibility, putting people in positions where they can excel. Shout out to Charlotte. That's a wonderful story. Brittany, thank you so much. Izzy, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Make it a great day. Jesse, thanks for your help behind the glass. Make it a great day. Hearts, everybody. I'll see you next Friday. Bye.
Nonprofits need connections to move in good directions. So cut through all the static. Join Tommy in his attic.
Uplift, educate, empower.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.